December 28, 1958 was unseasonably warm in New York City, 47 degrees at 2 in the afternoon. Fans arriving at Yankee Stadium wore fashionable hats instead of the kind meant to keep your ears warm. They came to the house that Ruth built to watch the New York Giants challenge the Baltimore Colts for the NFL championship. This was still 8 years before the first Super Bowl. That warm afternoon in New York would turn Colts quarterback Johnny Unitas into a legend and establish pro football as a sport worth watching. It would come to be known as the greatest game ever played. But what if that day wasn't the most important day in the life of one of the most important men who played that game? What if it wasn't even close? Here's only a game's Karen Given.
Let's start with this. Gino Marchetti doesn't think you should believe everything that's been said about the 1958 NFL championship game.
I don't think it was the best game ever played. It was actually a little sloppy. But I've always said this, it was the most important game ever played.
Marchetti is 89 now. He's been in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for longer than I've been alive. He lives outside Philadelphia with his wife, Joan, and likes to tell old football stories to public radio reporters who call him up out of the blue.
I enjoy talking about football. I don't do that much anymore because most of my buddies are gone.
For a guy who'd end up in the Hall of Fame, Marchetti's football career didn't start very well.
I went to Antioch High School, and as a freshman, I went out for the football team. They cut me. They said I wasn't big enough, I wasn't strong enough. We need a uniform for somebody else. They only had 24 uniforms, but I still wanted to play, so I'd go to the equipment manager, who's a friend of mine, and we dug into the garbage, and we found enough uniforms to dress me up. You know, they were kind of old and raggedy, but anyway, I got permission from the coach to practice with them. So when I was a sophomore, I tried out again, and this time I made it. I played 3 years at Antioch High School, and I was not a very good football player.
In the spring of 1944, as his high school days were coming to an end, Marchetti made a decision. It was a decision that would change the entire course of his life. But if you ask him now, he can't even tell you why he did it.
I don't know why I joined the Army. It wasn't like I was going to fight for my country or something. But one day, I left to high school, picked up my girl, and we were riding down the street. And I just said, I'm going to join the Army. I was 17, I think. And she says, well, are you going to tell your folks? I says, no, I'll go join. I tell them when I get home. So I signed up, and 30 days later, I left for the U.S. Army.
Marchetti went to Europe with the 69th Infantry. He carried a machine gun through France, Belgium, and Germany. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge. But the story he likes to tell never made it into the history books.
My buddy and I, we were on a machine gun, protecting the north flank of our regiment. We were having a good time. You hear these shells go over, and you can tell how far they're going by the sound of the wind behind them. You know, zoo. And we'd sit there and say, that one's way over there. A group wanted to relieve us, and we say, no, go back in the box. We're okay. About 10 minutes later, we heard this noise that was the worst noise I ever heard. It was an 88, and it was coming at us, and you could tell because of the whistling of the bomb. It was just terrible. Probably only took 10 seconds, and I thought everything that I had done badly with my mother, particularly one instance when she got mad at me and threw something at me, and hit her brand new refrigerator. And all she can do is touch that little neck. My new box, she was crying. And I thought of that, and I said, you know, when I get home, I'm going to make up for all the things I did or didn't do. You get a second chance, you got to make it work. It's the only life you got. You got to make it work. Going to the Army was the best thing I ever did. Because without that kind of discipline that they teach you, I wouldn't have been able to play football, I don't think.
After the war, Marchetti played football for the undefeated 1951 University of San Francisco Dons, and he was drafted in the second round by the New York Yanks. Yeah, that used to be the name of an NFL team. The Yanks moved to Dallas, where they became the Texans, and went bankrupt halfway through the season. Marchetti says the team became nomads, vagabonds.
Yeah, we had no home, no nothing. And that's when I scored my first touchdown as an NFL player. We had lost six straight or whatever. So a tight end got hurt, and the old veterans on the team, they were hiding. They didn't want to go in. So the coach looked at, who could play tight end? I raised my hand. I said, I could play tight end. And it was about a 35-yard pass, and I caught it and scored a touchdown. And then the gun went off to end the first half. And Jesus, I really felt proud and good, first touchdown, till I heard the announcer say, Rams 46, Dallas 6. That was at halftime.
After that season, things started looking up for Marchetti and his team. They moved to Baltimore and became the Colts. Fast forward to 1958, and a 31-year-old Gino Marchetti is lining up for Baltimore on that balmy day in New York City for what would become known as the greatest game ever played.
I got involved in the biggest play. They were leading with a minute and 30 seconds to go, and they had a yard and a half to go for first down. So if they make the first down, the game's over.
Finally. To Gifford. Gifford off the tackle, smashes to about the 43-yard line, and it's going to be close as Gifford hugs that football.
Frank Gifford carried the ball, and I made the tackle. As I made the tackle, Big Daddy, he dived on, and somehow my leg got twisted, and he broke it. If I wasn't an old Army veteran, I'd have probably cried. But I didn't. Nah. My reaction was I wanted to see the end of the game.
Now, the Giants did not make the first down. They have the ball on their own 43-yard line. It's fourth down and about a yard to go. And we see the Don Chandler, the punter.
The Giants punted, and Johnny Unitas led the Colts down the field for a touchdown with just 7 seconds left in the fourth quarter. When the clock ran out, the score was 17-17. By this point, the game already had all the elements of a classic. A charismatic quarterback, an enthusiastic crowd in the stadium, and a national TV audience back home, not to mention the lasting controversy over whether Frank Gifford really did get that first down. But there was one more thing. See, back then, the NFL allowed regular season games to end in a tie, but no title game had ever ended that way.
A most historic moment in football history. The New York Giants won the toss. They elected to receive for their sudden death playoff with all the marbles on the line.
But Marchetti, who had been watching the game from a stretcher on the sidelines, wouldn't get to see it. Officials were worried that he'd get trampled by fans rushing the field, so they sent him down to the locker room.
The locker room was as quiet as you can be. You didn't know who was winning, who was losing. They had no radio, they had nothing. But then I think it was Bill Pellington busted into the locker room yelling, hey, we're champs! So then we started celebrating. We all had Coca-Colas. They wouldn't give us beer or nothing. Yeah, he had Coca-Colas. Frank Gifford, he always says, you know, Gino, I made that first down. I says, Frank, let me tell you something. Who's got the ring? I got the ring, so we won the game. That's all that counts. How lucky can a guy be? Everything I did was the right thing to do, and it all come because one day at Antioch High School, I decided I was going to join the Army.
Our story was produced by Karen Given in collaboration with Sports Illustrated, which profiled Gino Marchetti in their 2016 Where Are They Now issue, available now. You can go back and listen to all four of the stories we produced with SI at si.com/WATN.